We are in Siman Reish Samar Hei, in the middle of Sif Gimel. We're up to the Ramah in Sif Gimel. The Ramah says, Va'osa Liga B'ner Doilek Shehu Toloy. One is not permitted to touch a Ner Doilek when it is hanging. Now, he says, Afal pi she'enei metaltalai, even though he's not being metaltal v'ner, ve'ein boi mishom mukze b'negiye ba'alme. So, learning the lashon of the Ramah, he's touching the ner. He's not being metaltal v'ner, he's just touching it. And there's no Issa Mukta Benegiya Baalme. So what could be wrong in touching this nail that's hanging? We call Mokim also. It is also, Pen is not made Ksas Minigiyosai. Maybe it will shake a little while he's touching it. And if we have a ner dolok, we have a ner that is burning. So we have a ner as we have a wick and oil in the ner, and it's going to shake. And if it's going to shake, so the oil will either get closer to the wick or get further away from the wick while it is shaking. So he'll be chayiv either al mavir or mechaber. So that is what the Ramah is speaking about. So looking at the Ramah, there's a big problem here, which we have to appreciate. He starts off by saying that he's not metaltal the nair, he's just touching the nair. And there's no mukta b'negiya ba'alme. Mikomo kimosa pen yisnad nektas b'negiyosai. But maybe it might move. No, so if it might move, so then l'chayrit should be yosa of tulto mukta. That means he took away the problem of tulto mukta because he's not metaltal it. And then all of a sudden he brings up the problem, but it might move. So if it might move, so let's go back to Toto Mukses. So let us see. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down a pshat from the Mogen Avraham and Bir Halochem. There's a pshat from the Zeruah. But let us first see the Mishnah Berurah. Zot the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Yud. Pen is not made. It might move. And if it'll be misnadne, so then there's a chash of hatoye. And therefore, this is only also b'ner doilek, when the ner is burning. When the ner is not burning, there's no problem. Mashlem, he said, the b'loy chash hatoye, ain't lochush mishamis until tomukse ayidei hanidnud. So, what is chap? Because of the Mogen Avraham, so the Mogen Avraham says the Meiri Shedvar Heta Munach Olof. That what he's touching the nail means as follows. We have to make a scenario over here that there was a Dovor Heta that was lying on top of the nail. V'roitze likach mimenu. Let's make those a small tillim on top of the nail. And he wants to take off the tillim. V'roitze likach mimenu. Now, when he takes off this tillim on this hanging nails, one can assume that it'll start moving. It's hanging, so it's not Kavua, so it'll start moving. So he says, Vavetutu minatad demutam. So this is total minatzad. That means he's not being mitalto the hedge, the nair. He's not being mitalto the nair. He's taking off something from the nair. And by doing this, the nair is going to move. So that is total minatzad. That means through being mitalto something else, he is causing the nair to move. And he's doing it for the tilum. With the tilum on top of the snare, he wants to take off the tilum. So so in Yesod, he's being metaltal the nair, not the head yet. Indirectly, he's being metaltal the nair. So since you're being metaltal the nair indirectly, there's no issa total mukta in such a case. So that's how the Magen Avraham learns Pshat in the Lashon of the Ramah. Even though he's not metalto, that means behedye, because he's metalto something else. The Lashon is very unclear, but that's how the Magen Avraham learns Pshat.
But
to touch it, mamish, but he says, something is hanging. So if you have a nail that's hanging, the minute you touch it, it's going to move because it's not kavua. So the minute you touch it, it's even going to move. So that's how the Magen Avraham learns Pshat in the Ramah. The lesson of the Ramah is not too clear, but that's how the Magen Avraham learns Pshat in the Ramah.
What's the problem?
Tilta Mukta. It's hanging, and if you touch it, it's still the muksa. And that's why the Magen Avraham says that he's not touching the nair, he's touching something which is on the nair. The lesson of the Ramah is very difficult one.
It's going on the nair.
On the nair, yeah. And by lifting it up, it's going to move. Of course, it's still to me not telling us as Dabar Amuta, but it's also if it's burning because it's going to be matter the nair. I saw the Orach HaShulcha wants to say, which would be very good. He said like this. He said, if you touch a nail that's hanging, it's not muchach, it's going to move. It might move, but it's not muchach, it's not vaday going to move. Like this, a din brought down to touch an egg that was noiled in Shabbos. You touch the egg, it's going to move. So that's called a vaday tilto. I'm just going to touch it and I move it. If you touch it, it's going to move. Here he says, you touch the snare that is hanging, it's not vaday going to move. So Mamela, so he says something beautiful. So he says, Al tilto mukta. So it's a subject that I'm born on. So you should be allowed to. I want to touch it. I have a reason to touch it. Maybe it'll move, but maybe it won't move. So me the rabbana wouldn't be muta. Something the rabbana lahoko. But here we're speaking about the raisis over here. If it's burning, so there's a shailam havora mechaber. This is a something the raisis. A something the raisis. And that's how he says pshat in the Ramah. Like this would be beautiful, but I don't know. Don't understand it because it's also not a deraisa because he's not mechaven to be matter. I mean, if it's a vadaisa, it's a psikraisa, so then it should be also altmukta. But he's saying it's not a vadaisa. I can talk, and that's not as I study here. And I'll compound them. It's a suffix. It might move. And he has no intentions to making a toy. He just wants, for some reason, he wants to touch the nail. I don't understand why is the Hatoya more homo than the total Muxus and Overshane Miskaven, which is Mutter in Shabbos.
Yeah, I'm well.
That's what. So hanging mold is the same thing. So then we also total Muxus. Then we also total Muxus. Yeah, Viyata Hashem and Alapsilib, Viyishayim Mishumavim. And if the shaman will get closer to the wick, says Chaimov's mother, or the shaman will go away from the wick, Yisrael Mishum Mechabe. By Mesimon Reisha in Zainzim Gimur, the Bener Shel Shave Loichai Shinon Losem. That's Dafke, and then you have oil. So oil, if you're going to move it, the shaman will move. If you have a Ner Shel Shave, you have a candle, and it's going to move, and then there's no maver and mechaber. The candle can move, and there won't be maver and mechaber. By oil, it is like that.
It's really some speaking of smoke.
I don't think so. I don't think so. It'll become bigger or smaller by a candle. Not necessarily. So the Kaponim, he says, there's no isa agavuche. There's a meyudik evod from Rabbi Shmuel Mosner, he says, if you have a ner and you have a floating wick in it, so if it'll move, it's no problem because the wick is going to float along with the shemen, so there's no mechaber or mavir. But we're talking about a wick that's been kaimoi and the shemen is going to float around. Then you have mechaber or mavir. But if you have a floating wick, he said, there's no shaila because the wick is going to float along with the flow of the shemen. Siv dalet. Noisnim kli tachas haner. Lekabo nitzoitzois. Mipnei shein be'mamish. Ve'ein kan mitzol kli mehechone. So that means like this. We had in Siv Gimel, one is not allowed to put a keli underneath a ner that oil is dripping, because the oil is mukzeh. And when I put a keli in Shabbos underneath this ner that is dripping oil, so the mukzedika oil will go into the keli, and then I will not be permitted to move this keli because there is mukzedika oil in it. So this is called mevatel kli mechoneh. I'm making this keli unusable in Shabbos. So it's considered kilu, I destroy the keli, and that's why it is also. I know some kli b'shabes tachas haner. Lekabel shemen hanoitim neishu mevatel kli mechonik. Now, what is if we have sparks which are coming out of an air, and I want to put a keli underneath it? It shouldn't fall on the tablecloth. It should fall on the keli, and the sparks will fall into the keli. That's what I want to do. So here the mechaber says, "Noisnin kli tachas haner lekabel nitzaitzis." If the purpose of putting the keli underneath the ner is that the sparks should fall into it, so that's mutter. Mipnei she'ein b'hem mamish. There's no mamoshes to these sparks. You see, these sparks, as soon as they fall, they're going to get extinguished right away. Ve'ein kan bitul kli mechonoi. So it's not called, I put a dvar mukze into the keli, because as soon as they fall on the keli, they get extinguished. So it's not called that I made that mukze should fall into the keli. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurim. Noisnim kli afilu b'shabes lekabel nitzoitzos shal heves the sparks anaytefes min haner. And I'm doing this kidei shelo yudlok mashe tachtov. I have a nice tablecloth underneath it, and I don't want it to burn the tablecloth. Mamish, so there's no mamish b'nitzoitzos with the sparks. Shemiyad hein kovin, that as soon as it touches the keli, they'll get extinguished. So even though the sparks fell in, but as soon as they fall in, they will get extinguished. So the keli is you can carry the keli after they fell in.
After they fall down to the keli.
You will have to put it underneath it, underneath it. They should fall into the keli. The ain't got little klimechone avlishol moetis. It's not considered like it's there. There'll be a 5 minute period that you're not allowed to carry the keli. And then you'll be allowed to carry the keli. That means we learned before that there's certain techom that fall, certain coals or particles that fall from the wick, which is like small particles of coal. This is mamato kli mechone lishom, because the coals burn for a small period of time, and in that time you can't move the keli. It's mavir or mechabe. So then it's taka also, but these sparks, there's never a zman that it is holding a dvar mukse, so therefore this is permissible. Yeah. Miyu ha'efer shel nitzotzis. Now these sparks, there is some ashes, and after the spark gets extinguished, there's some ashes. Also, l'taltolon da'avi noiled. So it seems like this aether, the keli, does not become, even though there's small particles of ash that are in the keli, misama, this is not considered that the keli is holding mukse, because they're very minute. But if you want to clean out the keli with the ash, you want to take out the ash, and I want to put into the keli something, that you're not allowed to do. The ash, l'maisa, is mukse. But the ash, the small amount of ash that comes from the spark, that is not considered like the keli is holding mukse. And so therefore, but that ash, l'maisa, is mukse. So don't plant it.
Just like right after the ash mukse, that would be, because it goes out immediately, that would become potash.
That's right, because since it goes out immediately, it's not called revatically mechone. Now, let us learn further. Now, I'd like to learn the Mechaber, not like the Mishnah Berurah learned the Mechaber. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah soon. But I think the lotion of the Mechaber is mashme, not the way the Mishnah Berurah brings down. In this pshat, what I'm telling you, it says in Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Aruch HaShulchan, that's how they seem to learn pshat in the Mechaber. And then we'll come to the Mishnah Berurah. Avo lo yitein l'soichoi mayim. Now, we just said like this. A person is by the Shabbos tish, and the sparks are falling down, and he's watching this. So the Mechaber said, you have a problem, take a dish, put it underneath the sparks. It's no problem. It's not called Mevato Kli Meyachonik. Right? That's mutter. Avo lo yitein l'soichai mayim, but don't put water in this dish. You want to put the dish to get the sparks? No problem. But don't put water in the dish. Now let's skip the next three words. Mipnei shemekarem zman kiboy anitzoitzis. By putting in water, this makes that these sparks which are falling will get extinguished through the water. And this is called, you are a mechaber. You are extinguishing the sparks. Now, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Aruch HaShulchan explain this beautifully. There are two cases which are brought down in Halacha which are considered Gram Kibui. Now, Gram Kibui B'mokim Hefsin is Mutter. Gram Kibui means I caused that a flame should be Niskabe. And there are two cases. Case number one is, I have a fire coming, so I go and I fill up earthen kelim full with water, and I make a mechitza to block the flame. I have flames coming over here. In Shabbos, I fill up earthen kelim with water. and I make a mechitza to block the flames from going further. Fine. Now what happens? The flames come to these earthen kelim. They heat up the earthen kelim. They break. And now the water goes and extinguishes the fire. So that's called. So I was, so the Shulchan Aruch Harab says, I wasn't mechaber the fire. The fire caused it to be extinguished by itself. The fire burnt the keli, made the keli explode, and now the water came. It's on me. I just filled up the keli. That's called gram kibui. I just made, I made a mechitza of kli cheres that's blocking it. That's all what I did, which is what I'm allowed to do. And lemaisa, but that what the fire became extinguished, the fire extinguished itself by breaking these cliches, and the water came out of it. That's one case of gram kibui. A second case of gram kibui is as follows, that I have a talus, and the talus is burning. So I don't want the whole talus to burn, so I'm going to go and pour, let's say the talus is burning on the left side, so I pour some water here on the right side. Let's not talk about a shail of kibbutz, let's say dirty water. Okay, so he pours dirty water over here. Now, what did I accomplish? So the Shulchan Aruch Harab says I accomplished merdik. I just made this area of the talus saturated with water. A talus that's saturated with water doesn't burn. That means it's not considered I extinguished the fire. The fire that's burning is burning. When it comes to here, it doesn't have any fuel because it's coming to a saturated talus, so it's nothing but to burn with. But the fire, I didn't extinguish the fire. The fire went, and then it came to an area where it can't go further. That's called also gram kibui. Not the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Aruch HaShulchan. But if I have sparks falling down and I'm going to put water underneath the sparks, and so the water is going to extinguish the sparks. That's called I was mechaber the kibui on the tzoitzes. That's called mechaber. That's a mechaber deraisa. It's not gram kibui. I was mechaber. It's falling, and I put some water underneath it, and it's going to fall into the water. So that's called that. That's called. It's not like the first case. Well, I didn't put any water there. But here it's called I'm putting water to extinguish the sparks which are falling. So let us learn the mechaber so far. Avolayitain l'soichai mayim. Now, we said like this, you're allowed to put underneath a keli, and you're allowed to do, so fall on the keli. It doesn't have to fall on the tablecloth. It can fall on the table, on the plate. Avolayitain l'soichai mayim. Mipnei shemekarev zman kibri on the tzoytis. Because my, what? We're coming back to that soon. So mipnei shemekarev zman kibri on the tzoytis. So this you're not allowed to do in Shabbos. And this is an issa deraisa. This is not gram kibri. This is an issa deraisa. Now let's go back. Vafilu mi boi yoim. Vafilu mi boi yoim. That means I know that my candle sparks fall from them. So me ba'oid yoim, I'm going to put underneath the menorah, I'm going to put a keli with water, which is also also. Now we start scratching our heads. What is this also? But I did this me ba'oid yoim. Why is this also? So this is also al-tzegzeh. That means we just said alumdis. We just said alumdis, and if you put in Shabbos a keli with water underneath sparks that are falling, that's called a mechaber. You have to be alumdin to know this. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav, many people won't draw this fine line. I'm going on my hammer. I put on the table a keli with water in it. I'm called on my hammer. But halachically, he's called on my hammer. So now, is me boy yoim. You'll be allowed to put, I mean, let's say you have a big palm of koch and Leboyim, he puts underneath his menorah, he puts a keli, a bowl with water. Come, fine, the big palm of koch, come. I come Shabbos, and I see on the table, there's a keli, a bowl full of water underneath, and they're falling in. So I didn't see that he put it in Leboyim, I see it there, and then it's, so I'm going to do it already in Shabbos. And I saw the Rav also did it. It's there, and you have the keli with the water, and the sparks are falling in. People will never put two and two together that this is a mechaber. So therefore, so that is pshat. Pshat is, afilu miboyim is also a sin. If you do it in Shabbos, it's mekarev zman kibri on the tzoyshis, it's in the mechaber. So they were going there, miboyim auto, you might do it in Shabbos. That's how the Shulchan Aruch or Rav and the Aruch HaShulchan say pshat in this halach. Fine. Now, we'll see the Mishnah Berurah does not, it brings among the Avraham that says a different shot, but quickly will be very much in the Geya further in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Asur Lomi Boy Yoyim. So, Frank, the Mishnah Berurah, Ba'af Al Gav. ואף על גב דבישה מלוך יסקיימלון דשוי להסחו לא יסי בבוידיון כבר כדו סומצינג בבוידיון והמלוך נגמר בשבס אז לונג אי סי סביד אביטינג בבוידיון סבוס גי נעמה פרל אמה לאו תקוק פרוט בבוידיון יש כאן תקוק אין שבס יש נו גזיר יש לאו תו אביטינג בבוידיון weil ich das am reisen und reisen bei so neue gasrine scheme jas gelass ist kein beschabes shani hosom baku yidem shum malache leit gelass ist kein beschabes that means I start cooking something me boy yoin so if you have to cook my yoin you start cooking in shabes also people know not to cook missions with dramatis malach is not allowed to cook people will never make a mistake and think it's and this is mutter that is also mutter amal hoche yesh lachish shemo yashem shayim boze shum iser v'yaseh kein b'shabes but he's not finished. That the problem is he might put this under the keli b'shabes under the mitzvahs v'yeshlochu shemo yagbiya hakeli im hamayim neged hanetzoyzeis v'yechaba oisam. So Tosfos says the chash is not that he'll put it in Shabbos. But Tosfos would seem he would put it in Shabbos underneath on the table and it falls in. That's also gam kibri, that would be mutter. Well, he might go and he'll catch in the tzitzis. Ooh, that's all the mechaber. So the shash is, if you're going to permit, and it goes so far, that means if you're going to permit that he should have a keli with water underneath the tzitzis, he might pick it up in Shabbos, and he'll be mamish mechaber. That's the shash. So from Tosfos it would seem, but if I wouldn't lift it up, it wouldn't be gefelach, but we're afraid he might come and lift it up. Fine. Now, mivnei shemekorev, zman kibui on the tzitzis. Kosov eloyor rabbe b'shem isa v'heter. Sheyesh sakonas d'leiko chas v'sholom. Now, I saw, again, that way, so, but someone says, now we said, sakonas dleike does not mean a sakonas nefoshe, so dleike means sakonas as a big hamster moment. There's two types of dleikes. There's a dleike, the loose tablecloth, which is one thing. But then there's a Sakonas Lake that his house might burn down. We're not speaking about Sakonas Nefoshes, but we're talking about a Hefsin movement. Cross of the Rabbi Bishem Issa Beheta, Sheyesh Sakonas Lake Chas Visholim, Muta Litain Kli Mole Mayim Lekabel Anitzaitseis. Now, so what is he saying over here? And I think this is a Beheta we can understand with what the Mishnah Berurah said before. The Mishnah Berurah said before, if you put down a keli in Shabbos with water underneath the Nitzaitseis, it's not Kefalach. That's not called a Mechabe. That's maybe called Gram Kibuy, and it wouldn't be Mutab. We're afraid he might lift it up and catch the sparks. That's what we're afraid of. So he says, well, what if this a Sakonas like is? Now, you're afraid now. So this is a Gzeira. This is a Gzeira. That means if I put down over here, it's falling down, and the sparks are falling pretty heavily, and if I don't do anything about it, it's going to be a lake pretty soon. So the Issa Beheta said, "Sheyesh Sakonas Lake Chas V'Shalom Mutalit and Klimo LeMayim LeKabel NeTzaitzis." Right? You can be mekabel the neTzaitzis, and this is Mutal. So L'Chayre, we would understand this the way the Mishnah Berurah said to him out that to put a kli underneath it is an Isra, also the Rabbon, and Zayri might lift it up. And they weren't going there when there's a Sakonas Lake. And that's Lachair and the Chiddush of this matter. Well, if he's there, so let's go a step further. Nimroye Ner Shenichpach. So let's not go about sparks which are flying out. He has a candle that is bent over, and it's going, in 7 minutes, it's going to fall down. And so the same thing. Also the same thing. This is not an issue of the right, it would seem. The way that we mentioned before, from the Mishnah Berurah, it seems like that. He doesn't say like we mentioned Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Doch HaShulchan. So it's only yourself to say it. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. No, the first case, there are sparks, but if all of the sparks, he won't do anything, so he might lose a tablecloth, but not more than that. He'll get, forget, that's all. A danger, not of Sakonas Nefoshes, but of probably a good fire, but a demasting fire. Well, one second. The vow we're talking about, when there's no goy over it, we'll see in a minute. That's what the Issa Beheta said. Now, between you and me, I don't know if this is close to the Prima Godim, but the way we mentioned before, and that what we mentioned before in Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Aruch HaShulchan, these are Rishonim in the Gemara. It's not Samazai. This is the Mahalach in the Gemara. So, according to, let us just say, according to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Aruch HaShulchan, this is Rashi Shita, the Ran Shita, there's a Shaila of Mechab over here. So it wouldn't be so poshut. It wouldn't be so poshut to do this. Now, so he the Yesh Lahokel B'mokim Atach, are you day cotton? That's it. If you have a cotton to do it, that was, he understood very well the Prima Godem is Machmer, but he understood the Mokim of the Chumro also. So Memela was a cotton. He said you could be Mako. But according to this, there's a Shulchan Aruch HaRav that says, whenever you're in a pinch, a cotton is a like a goy, a koi, and it's like it didn't have a miralakum. So mamelas, I think it's al kaponim. Here we see clear that it's a mokim at chakma. Shulchan Arav says this is a mishimem gimel, but you see here the mishimura also says that we did not want to be maker like this of Eta. This of Eta said, so thus take a bowl, the candles are going to fall down, take a bowl, pull it up with water and put it underneath and shalom al Yisrael. And that'll take care of your candle. And that's what this of Eta said. But the Megodim was mefakruk if you're allowed to do this. Even though there's a sakona like it. So the Mishmur says, so get a hold of a cotton. A sakona which could be mako, more than that, he didn't want to be mako. Now, umikom, okay. So now, but al kaponim, let us go back to what we have been learning. We have been learning that you're not allowed to take a keli and put it underneath the nail that's burning. Because he might come and do it on Shabbos. He might leave it there, might pick it up. So they asked him, he might go and do it on Shabbos. Zotzer mechaba, umikom okim, mutter litein mayim ba'shoshi shemadlikim bo be'erim Shabbos, kimi shemiskavim lekibui elo lagbiya ha'shomen. Zotzer mechaba, amur nikirach, he says, that's what we said, that you're not allowed me, boy, yoim, to take a bowl with water and put it underneath the menorah, me, boy, yoim, because if you do me, boy, yoim, you might come and do it on Shabbos. Fine. That's if you're taking a different keli. But if you have glasses which are burning with oil, and you want to put water in these glasses, you want to put water in these glasses. No, it's going to happen when the wicks go down. The water is going to extinguish it. So we theoretically did what that person did with the different keli. But this is a different instance. He's putting water in because he wants to lift up the oil. That's why he's putting in the water. The first, the case of the Mahaba was he's putting water in a pot underneath the menorah, as in Shabbos. Why is he putting it? To extinguish the flame. So if he can do it Erev Shabbos, someone else will do it in Shabbos also, and then this chashashis. But if he's putting water in a glass that has oil that's going to burn, and the intent is, he has a pure intent, he wants to raise the oil level. So he says so. So they never made a gzeira of this, make something gzeira. There's no such gzeira. That's what the Muhammad says.
Oh, now the candle, the oil that's in the glass.
And the glass that is burning, the glass that is, there's oil in it. We'll talk about it again, please. The glass that has oil in it, and I want to pour water in that glass. There's a wick, and there's a glass, and I pour oil in that glass. So the intent of pouring oil in that glass is to raise the level of the oil. That's why I want to do it.
The Lord, last week, I said that it's speeding up the burning out. Didn't we say that last week? He's like speeding up the keyboard.
There's no problem. There's no problem with that either. The oil falls on the top. Yeah. The oil falls on top. So now, the yesh, so now, you're allowed to put water in the receptacle that you're burning oil was Erev Shabbos, even she'enei miskaven lekiboy ela lagbiya shomen, so memela, so there's no data whatsoever. Hago, now the Gemara goes a step further. The Mahaba made it, he gave his heta because he has a different intent in Ganson, so there's no data. Ago, v'yesh oimrim, afilu miskaven lekiboy shoy, afilu, he's putting the water into the receptacle, because he wants that it should extinguish it like this, if he only has oil in the receptacle, the receptacle will get all black, the house will get full of smoke, till it extinguishes, you can put water there. only puts water. So when the wick comes to the water, so it's going to extinguish. And he has a kavana for this. This is not similar to our case. Our case is he took a keli with water, he put it underneath the sparks which are flying. So this is, you see, he's putting water under fire. Here, you don't see this in the, he really wants it should extinguish the flame, but it's not ban. It's underneath the shemen. The intent is that it should extinguish the flame. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Because there's no gzeira whatsoever. So it's also mutter, because it's not the end. The water is covered with oil. You don't see the water. You have a receptacle that's holding a candle, and you put in this receptacle water. We put in this receptacle water, so I'm putting water in the receptacle that's holding the candle. You see the water over here, the water is there, it's going to extinguish the candle. Also, and the water will extinguish the flame. Other poskim hold this whole gzeira was if you have water in a different keli, there were guys they might come and do it in Shabbos. But if he's putting the water in the receptacle that's holding it there, he'll do what he did on Shabbos. He'll do it in Shabbos. He won't in Shabbos have the brilliant idea to pour water in the receptacle that's holding the dust. That he should put the water in before he's madlik, and then there I'm a killing. You can put sand there and stick the candle in the sand. This is Zichamutam. I mean, this whole thing was only with water. He might do this in Shabbos, but this is what he's doing over here, Zichamutam.